At Cambridge, Newton was the very model of an absent-minded professor. His amanuensis, Humphrey Newton, no relative, wrote that he never knew Newton to take any recreation or pastime, either in riding out to take the air, walking, rowing, or any other exercise whatever, thinking all hours lost that were not spent in his studies. He often worked until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, ate sparingly, and sometimes forgot to eat altogether. When reminded that he had not eaten, he would go to the table and eat a bite or two standing. Newton rarely dined in the college hall. When he did, he was apt to appear with shoes down at heels, stockings untied, surplice on, and his head scarcely combed. It was said that he often delivered his lectures to an empty hall, apparently with as much satisfaction as if the room had been full of students. After the controversy, Newton withdrew from the public eye as a scientist. He served the university as its representative in Parliament and worked away in private at chemistry and alchemy, theology, physics, and mathematics. He became acquainted with Leibniz, but refused to give his great contemporary any exact information about his discoveries in mathematics. Today it is generally agreed that the calculus was discovered more or less independently by both Newton and Leibniz, but the two men and their partisans quarrelled acrimoniously over priority, and Newton accused Leibniz of plagiarism. Newton conceived a jealous proprietary interest in every subject he studied, and almost every achievement of his creative life was accompanied by some quarrel.